Dear listener, you're welcome to the audio library of Dunamis International Gospel Center. This message will communicate to you the principles, presence, and power of God that will transform your life and destiny. Dr. Paul is the senior pastor, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. We praise your name, Almighty God, covenant, covenant.
It's not my own. For me to live is Christ. Just go on and worship him tonight. And I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus, the more I know you, it is
the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
I want more of you, I want more of you.
I want more.
I want more of you, Lord. Jesus.
I want more of you.
I say
the more I love you.
It is
the more I want to know.
You made my life.
You made my life so beautiful.
Oh Lord,
and as you are, you have made me here and there.
There is nothing more.
That's why I love you
forevermore. You made my life.
You made my life so beautiful. Oh,
oh, oh, Lord.
And as you are taking me.
There is nothing more.
There's nothing greater than me. That's why I love you
forevermore.
Forevermore.
I want more of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you. Lift your two hands in the worship of God.
I want more of you.
I want more of you.
I want
all of
you.
I pray. Give you the praise and the honor for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, loving you, and living for you. Father, breathe upon this service tonight and do among your people the only thing that you alone can do. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. High favor and great grace, that shall be your portion forever. Shake the hands of seven people, give them high favor and great grace. The Lord a big shout of praise. You are excited to be here. You can give him another clap of hand. This evening we are going to quickly deal with a subject that is very, very critical, very, very important, and that is the secrets of divine health and vitality. I'd like you to please take this matter very serious, because we live in days where there seems to be an escalation of satanic arrows of infirmity. Diseases that we used to hear about in those days, very faint. When I was a medical student, I saw only a few cases of end-stage kidney disease. Today it is very rampant for somebody, and I mean several people, young, old, middle, to be talking about kidney failure and kidney transplant and dialysis. Incidence of cancers were very minimal. Almost becoming an epidemic, literally. Hepatitis. And several of such demonic arrows flying in our generation. The devil, knowing that his time is short, decided to escalate and do a lot of overtime. So we are looking at secrets of divine health and vitality. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. There are two basic things I am going to say before we go into the secrets. Are the same four things, but two per service. First, divine health is God's will for his people. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. It is God's perfect will for his people to live in perfect health. God's perfect will it is for his people to live in perfect health. A leper met Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 verse 2 all the way to verse 3. And he said, he came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The man was not sure whether Jesus was willing. He knew that Jesus was able, but he wasn't sure he was willing. Many of us don't doubt God's ability. God can do everything. There is nothing God cannot do. Our doubt is his willingness. I know God can do anything, but is he willing to do it for me? Jesus settled that question forever. He said, if thou will, thou can. It is like my wife coming to me and said, if you want to, you can buy me a dress. I know you have the money to do so, but I am not sure if you want to do it. That was what the man said. If thou will, thou can. I know, I'm not doubting your kindness. I am doubting your willingness. And Jesus answered everybody who is in doubt forever. That question answered everybody. I will be thou healed, be thou cleansed. And the leprosy departed immediately. It doesn't matter what your situation is today. There is a willingness on the part of God to make you whole. In the book of Jeremiah as well, in chapter 30 verse 17, Jeremiah 30 verse 17, he said, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I don't know the kind of affliction that has placed on you a stigma. He said, I will heal you. I will restore health. So shall it be. The question then is, what are the keys or the secrets to divine health? I am going to mention like 10 or more. Let's say 10. I'll mention all together and then take 5 in this service. And 5 in the next service. Number 1. Have faith in the Savior as your healer. Have faith in the Savior as your healer. That is, he is not just your Savior, receive him as healer. I talk about that in this service. Number two, live in the fear of the Lord. Live in the fear of the Lord. Malachi 4 and in verse 2 says, unto you that fear his name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Live in the fear of the Lord. Number three, watch your thought. Watch your thought. Most of the things we see in the physical start from the thought realm. Number four, refuse the fear of being the next victim. Refuse the fear of being the next victim. The enemy normally tells people, are you sure you couldn't be the next one? Deal with that in the second service. Number five, feed on the word. Feed on the word. The word of God is therapeutic. The word of God is medicinal. Number six, wait on the Lord periodically. Waiting on the Lord with fasting periodically has therapeutic value, even medically. Number seven, maintain joy and praise. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Maintain joy and praise. Depression is a killer of health, a thief of health, and a killer of life. Number eight, watch your words. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Watch your words. What is it that comes out of your mouth frequently? It determines your life. Can I go on? Number nine, vehemently reject negative suggestions and imaginations. Vehemently reject negative suggestions and imaginations. I'll deal with that tonight in this first service. Reject it. Reject them. Number 10, refuse to comply with negative symptoms. When the enemy begins to introduce symptoms into your life, refuse to comply with them. These are the basic things I will deal with in this service today. When the month of divine health and healing comes, or restoration, we'll get into details. Other things include watching your diet, watching your intake, because we are aware that there are people who are digging their mouth with their graves with their teeth. Anything that is good applied in excess becomes a curse. We'll deal with that later on. But let's go quickly on the first five points, not the first five, I'm going to deal with number one, number three, number five, number seven, and number nine in this service. And then the other numbers I'll deal with in the second service. Number one said, have faith in the Savior as your healer. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases?
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Somebody say aloud, amen. One tragedy we have in Christendom is that many people received Jesus as Savior, and that was where they stopped. So they are saved but sick, saved but oppressed, saved but poor, saved but appearing like a mockery to their generation. I like you to understand that salvation is a package. It's a totalistic, wholesome package. He didn't save you to leave your sickness with you. He did not save you to leave your bondage with you. He did not save you to leave your wretchedness with you. Am I speaking to somebody? If you want to understand salvation, understand Israel out of Egypt. Their coming out of Egypt is the equivalent of being saved. They are coming, please sit down. They are coming out of the oppression of bondage of Egypt. It is the equivalent of deliverance. He brought them out with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. So they came out of the Egypt of sin, came out of the Egypt of bondage, came out of the Egypt of sickness, and came out of the Egypt of poverty. It couldn't bring them out, and they came out with their afflictions. And they came out with the yokes on their neck. And they came out looking for what to eat. In ancient times in Christendom, we received him as Savior, but we left everything else. Just take the whole world and give me Jesus. All manner of songs. Some of them are sincere, but in their sincerity, there is a mentality it impacts. I follow what I'm saying here today. So you must consciously relate with the Master. Say, you are not just my Savior. I accept you as healer. From today, be my repairer. Jehovah Rapha means Jehovah Mechanic, Jehovah Physician, and Jehovah Tailor. The three meanings. Of Rapha being like a technician that repairs, like a tailor that sews, and like a doctor that treats. One day me and my wife held our hands and entered, you know, in those days people enter covenant of poverty. You don't know there is an oath of poverty that people took in ancient times. In the same manner we entered diverse covenants with God. You remember in Jaws, Plateau Hospital, over 20 something years ago. We agree with you today to accept you as so and so in our life. And we agree with you that you are not just our Savior, but the one who prospers. And we make ourselves available as your warehouse. Deposit, it will be channeled. Yes, it will be channeled. As a depot that will be channeled, a transmission channel. Am I communicating? Tonight, receive him. You are not just my Savior now. Welcome my healer. Welcome my deliverer. Welcome my prosperer. I received the total package for which you went to Calvary. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Jesus, I receive you as my Savior, as my healer, as my deliverer, as the one who prospers. I receive you. I receive the total package. I will not receive only salvation and leave healing behind, and leave deliverance behind, and leave prosperity behind. I receive everything.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. A loudmost shout of praise. Psalm 105 verse 37, can you? He brought them out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of captivity, out of iniquity, not with empty-handedness and empty-pocketness, with silver and gold. And there was not one person that said, I am weak. For 40 years they went through the wilderness without a physical doctor. No need for a clinic. Do you understand wilderness at all? Next time you travel to Israel, tell them to take you to En Gedi from Jerusalem. You will go to the boundary between Israel and Jordan. And then you will see wilderness. You will see mountains bigger than this house. And you will see them going a mile. Just going. You will see one tree. White rock. You won't wish like being there. That was what they passed through for 40 years. On the way from Egypt. No doctor. No tailor. Those who came out of Egypt as babies were 40 years when they entered Canaan. They didn't change shoe. They didn't change cloth. So the cloth grew as they were growing. The shoe grew as they were growing. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? The cloth grew, the shoe grew. He said, thy cloth waxed not old, in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And thy feet did not swell. That is the kind of God we are serving. He is Jehovah repairer, Jehovah mechanic, Jehovah designer, Jehovah tailor, Jehovah demander. From this day forward, every frequent need for hospitalization is over forever. He said, thy garment was not old on thee, it was growing. Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the first thing we have said? Have faith in the Savior, not just as your Savior, but as your healer. Number two, watch your thought. Watch your thought. The essential thing is to avoid negative thoughts and imaginations. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. He said, guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If he thinks that he is sick, sickness is a matter of time. If you keep on thinking that something wrong is about to happen, that wrong happening is a matter of time. Your thought is a magnet of destiny. What you think magnetizes the physical equivalent. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Look at, just begin to feel like I'm not feeling bad, I'm not feeling good at all. Things are not going right. And the more you think like that, the worse you feel. The Bible said, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That is the third syllabus.
Is it true? Is it in line with the word? Is it honest? Is it fair? Is it balanced? Is it pure? Is it clean? Is it lovely? Is it something I'm looking forward to? Is it of good report? What I'm thinking about? Is it exciting? Is there any virtue? Does it carry power? Is it praiseworthy? What I'm currently thinking about. Will it bring praise to God? If it is, think on it. Will cancer bring praise to God? The sack you out of your house where you are living, will it bring praise to God? So go through that syllabus. Read it in other translations. And then he said, if it is anything outside of that, it's not within your thought, it's not permitted to be within your thought realm. Is it lovely? Let what you desire occupy your mind, not what you hate. Let what you are running into occupy your mind, not what you are running from. Is God speaking to somebody here? There are many victims, not of the devil, not of infections in the air, but victims of their thought. And we live in a society these days where any thought can jump into your mind from television screen, from a newspaper somewhere, from something somewhere, it just floods your mind. Watch your thought if you want to keep your health. The next thing we want to deal with is feed on the word. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh. A steady diet of the word is key to health. The word you study yourself and the word you listen to, solid preached word, is key to health. The word of God is necessary for spiritual immunity. Somebody say immunity. When you have enough word in your system, you have enough spiritual immunity. So that when afflictions land, they return back to sender. No place in your body. A wordless person is like a child that is protein energy malnourished. A baby that they have not given enough protein and enough food. That child will suffer kwashiorkor and then marasmus. When you see that child, he has fluffy hair, protruded tummy, something we call flaky paint dermatosis. The skin is peeling like a paint that is flaky. Spilling. The greatest challenge of that child is that there is no immune system, because immune systems are functions of nutrition. And so, ordinary malaria brought him down. Very simple afflictions push him down. Even the normal bacterial flora of the mouth becomes dangerous. He has oral thrush. He can't swallow. Why? Because immunity is down. It's not been feeding well. When you are not feeding well, any affliction in the air can locate. I didn't say infection, affliction. Affliction is the mother of infection. Am I communicating? What infection is in the physical, please sit down, is what affliction is in the realm of the spirit. You need a buoyant diet. You cannot be filling your stomach and be forgetting to feed your spirit. It's an upside down priority. There are some people very fat physically, but very slim like Dengon in the spirit. Am I communicating? They are robust, big, healthy, but the spirit is what? Dry. No word, no revelation, no nothing. So one little elementary school witch just send one little arrow. Is it my back? Oh, this solid man is under the affliction of one tiny witch. Why? Spiritual immunity. But the person can be slender like like Dagon in the physical, and the massive like Goliath in the spirit. It's only who wants to die will look for him. Anywhere you see a witch, ask him, has he crossed the path of this slender person before? He will tell you his experience. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Don't move about with reduced spiritual immunity. Be loaded, ready for emergency. You don't load your gun at the sight of criminals. It was loaded, ready. When they arrive, the first thing they heard is gun sound. And if they think that the gun is a play gun, we will soon show them. Hallelujah. Feed on the word. The next number, which is the fourth for this service. Maintain joy and praise. Joy, praise. In Psalm 42 and in verse 11, the Bible said, in Psalm 42, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you troubled within me? Hope in God. Why? I want to praise the one that is the health of my countenance. In other words, my praise is connected to my health. It repeated in Psalm 43 and in verse 5. Psalm 43, he said, why are thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I will praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So your praise is connected to your health. That is why he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So to praise God is to have breath. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good, like a medicine. So merriment is medicinal. Joy is therapeutic. It has therapeutic power. Even medically, we know that where the mood of a man is excited and happy, there are hormones released in the brain, happy hormones, welfare hormones, that releases welfare to the body. On the other hand, if the system, if a person is angry and bitter, unforgiving, malice, depressed, mournful and sorrowful, it releases stress hormones in the system. If I am not mistaken, it looks to me like corticosteroids. Now, this goes and causes devastation at the joints. It's called arthritis. Goes and causes devastation in the gastrointestinal tract. It's called ulcer. Go to the central nervous system and cause its own devastation, migraines and all forms of those things, and strange movements in the body. What is working? The body is confirming that it is not well. As the person is not feeling well and not feeling happy, the system is releasing into the body what should destroy. I mean, it's terrible. Don't near it. Went to somebody some years ago. She was dying of cancer. We went, visited with passion. Lord, heal this person. This would be like 15 years ago. While we're praying, God doesn't talk to us like that all the time. But at this particular occasion, my wife and I, he said, ask her to forgive. I believe it was her husband. Open her eyes and madam, this is what God is saying now. So you can leave. She said, yes, it's true. She has an oath against her husband. They built the house together. Built everything together. Pushed her out. After they have succeeded. And married a young person. Pushed her out. So I can't forgive him. Treated me so terribly. She was in pain. The outcome of it wasn't good. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are things released in the system when you refuse to be excited. Now, every time the devil attacks your joy, he has come to attack your health. Apart from the fact that he came to attack the power of God that you are going to walk in, the attack of your joy is the attack of your health. So, you make up your mind that you defend your joy and defend your praise. Like you defend your life. Defend your joy, defend your praise. Like you want to defend your life.
You won't be the next victim. Say it louder, amen. And apart from that, joy invites the presence of God. Oh, Psalm 16 verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. So the fullness of joy invites his presence. And thy right hand hath pleasures forevermore. So, and when you are excited and you are praiseful, God steps into your life. And he cannot be present and evil is working. So to be permanently excited in God is to be permanently Godful. And you cannot be Godful and be evilful at the same time. Very, very critical. Finally, number seven. Number next. Maintain joy and praise on the last number. Vehemently reject negative suggestions and revelations. I have said this many times, I want to say it again. The Bible did not say the just shall live by his dreams. There are people who magnify dreams even above the word of God. Say, this is what the Bible says, but this is what I dreamt last night. And my dream catches like scorpion medicine. This is what the Bible said, but this is what I dreamt. That person dreams and they dream. Anything the person dreams comes to pass. If a person dreams a thing and it must come to pass, whether it is good or bad, and he has no power to change it by prayer, that's the spirit of divination. It's not a correct spirit, it must be dealt with. Whatever makes you not to have power from the word of God to control what the devil shows you, especially its outcome, is not of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? When God reveals things to people, he shows you what the enemy plans so that you can determine whether it will come to pass or not. I have seen many dangerous dreams. 10, 15, based on dreams, I won't be alive now. 10-15 years ago, I woke up in the morning, I didn't bother to tell my wife. There's no need to give anybody attention. That's what I'm talking about. Vehemently reject every negative suggestion or revelation, either from yourself or from anybody. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, the just shall live by his faith, not by his dreams. If the dream showed you a cancer or an ulcer on your leg, is that what your faith is giving you? You dream that you saw yourself being buried. Is that not a yeshua satanic stupiditis ignoramus? How can you be being buried and you are watching? You can't be busy with that. Where were you standing when they were burying you? That you were watching it? In the dream. The devil is showing you either himself or he's showing you another demon or a witch or somebody using your camouflage face to see whether you will accept it. Am I communicating at all? I came across a scripture that showed me that any dream that is not of God is the same level with chaff. And the only thing you do with chaff is to set it on fire. Jeremiah 23 verse 28. He said, the prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat?
The dream is the chaff. The word is the wheat. If it is not in line with the word, it is equal to chaff. And if it is chaff, if it is chaff, give it chaffy treatment. Stand up on your feet where you are. Huh? Look at your neighbor, say, when last did you see chaff? Treat it like chaff. Give it a chaffy treatment. Wake up in the morning and say, devil, I saw the chaff you presented. Take it back with fire. I set this chaff on fire. I saw the chaff you showed me. Chaff of retrenchment from office. Chaff of premature death. I saw it. I told you before now, one day after praying intensively and went asleep, I saw a demon, terrible demon, green eyes. So very, if nobody would tell you it's a demon. And he showed me something and gave himself a deadline that particular year, a few years back, a deadline that on so and so date himself will die. So I woke up in the morning and said, chaff, bastard devil chaff. It took 9 months before I told my wife, after the date has passed. Okay, what will she do now? I said, this is what I see in the night. That devil is a liar. I mean, the kind of dream that somebody would dream and be looking for any prophet in town. Any apostle available. You see, I saw it. It was a bad devil. He gave me the month, gave me the date. He told me. Green eyes. It passed. The chaff was set on fire. So the people who sent it must have died since. Am I communicating? Don't let any devil toy with your destiny. They don't have the power to kill you before your time. You are designed to fulfill your destiny. You believe that, say louder, amen. You believe that, say the Lord must, amen. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. We have a few minutes and we are going to intercede intensively within this next maybe 10 to 20 minutes. Lift your voice and give the Lord the praise. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Lord, you reign forever, you're the same. Agama Chiruki Mama, Mama, you lifted me, you gave me a song. Agama Chiruki Mama, Okoro Jadima, Mama, Mama, Mama,
Mama,
Chionyenje Monu, Mama, Mama, Narekele, Narotuto, Sansogibuchi,
Sansogibuchi,
Mama, 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 Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Mama,
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, I appreciate you for your faithfulness to us as a people. Thank you, Lord, for multiplied testimonies. To you be all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for multiplied testimonies we have received. Multiply testimonies. We are eternally grateful to you. All the testimonies, all the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders. Let the sea to kide galabaya. Let tiga babina mamanoyali se fecosa galabarandes. Let peritos. Let peritosuri. Let tiga galayanito porotogayalis. Let the fete sike la gayadayara. Eto pelagayit. Eto pelagayit. Eto pekegia galagaya hazari. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he that knew no sin was made sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, I receive cleansing for my sins. I receive cleansing for my sins. In the name of Jesus, give me access to your presence, into the Holy of Holies, by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Let us go for Palayarios. Let Petra Galeria. Let me not Magaya Lavando. Let us set a Pelida Barra. Let us set a Pelida Barra. Elina Marina Galaya Barra. Araka Sedu Galaya Barra. Elecate to Rabana. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, I receive empowerment tonight to pray in accordance with your will. I receive the power to pray effectively and to pray fervently in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Grace to pray fervently, to pray effectively, to pray effectually. I receive fervency of the Spirit, fervency of the Spirit, intensity in spirit. I receive it now. In Jesus' precious name. Please, from now on to the next 10-15 minutes, I'd like your prayer to be fervent. Lift your two hands and don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Say, Father! As a church, we make demands on the package of redemption, on your healing package, deliverance package, financial package, welfare package, longevity package. As an individual, I receive your package. I shall experience the fullness. We shall experience the fullness of redemption package. Divine health package. For for our church, for my life, for my family, for my loved ones. We receive. I receive it. Now, open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. The fullness of the package. The package of redemption. For myself. For my family. For my children. For this church, for this ministry, the package of redemption, the package of divine health, the package of divine healing, I receive, Lord, in Lekoshala. Open your mouth and pray. We receive this package. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. How many of you know that there are altars of witchcraft where they send out sickness? Altars from the marine kingdom where they send out affliction. Like the late Ebola that came here and could not survive. Altars from the occultic realms where they send affliction. Lift up your two hands and say after me. Now you are going to cause the altar to catch fire. Anywhere they are sending affliction to you, lift your two hands and say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demonic altar in the occultic realm, in the marine realm, in the witchcraft realm, designed to send arrows of strange affliction, pains, diseases, or deaths into our lives, into our families, in 2015. Oh, you satanic altar, in the name of Jesus, catch fire! Open your mouth and pray. Fire! Catch fire! Be set on fire! Every arrow of sickness, arrow of strange disease, arrow of death, arrow of destruction, altar, from hell, to kill people before their time, to make them see, in the name of Jesus, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, Labagaya Galayadaya, let the fete la babaya, let the fete la babaya, Magazeros, Magazeros, let the ready, let the ready, Italia, Lipa para Dios, que te saludaya, la pere que sí, la pere que sí, la pere que sí, y lipi coro de Zana, y lipi coro de Zana, la galabaya gavilla, la galabaya de Gallaria, la galabaya de Gallaria, la galabaya de Gallaria, let's get this up, papa, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, in Jesus' name. Every altar set up against us this year, for premature death, for strange disease, for cancer, for liver disease, for diseases of the kidney, they are set on fire in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say after me, in the name of Jesus. I decree. Every agenda of every form of spirit of infirmity in my life, in my family, in 2015, you are reversed. Now let this be louder. Oh Lord, I demand that every arrow of strange affliction, strange pain, strange disease, untimely death, sent our way as a church, as a family, as a person, all you arrows, in the name of Jesus, that fire, that's the sender. In the name of Jesus, that's the sender. That fire to hell. That fire to hell. That fire to hell. That fire to the occultic realm. That fire to the witchcraft world. That fire to the kingdom of darkness. La fire. Lite keba. Lite keperi. Ite do la baya. Lite pete keri. Este peto la gadaya. Lite Ecclesia. Eccoli. Il Leferia. Il Layarabarayala. Il Sapapalalaba. Ecclesia. Back to hell. Back to sender. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody read this passage with me. You will see it on the screen. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7 to 8. Isaiah 25, 7 to 8. 1, 2, go. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. That shall be our testimony this year. That shall be your testimony this year. That shall be the testimony of your family this year. Lift your voice and say, Oh Lord! Father! Make it come out loud and say, Father! I ask that you destroy on this mountain, in Dunamis, the face of the covering. Cast over all the people and every demonic veil. Pray on your people. Destroy it. Every covering of my life and destiny. Every veil of my life and destiny. Be destroyed by fire. Father! Louder. Father! Swallow up death in history. Wipe away tears from my face, from my family, from our assembly in 2015. Take away the rebuke of your people from off our land in the name of Jesus. Father, hear me. Open your mouth and pray. Now, lift up fire. Every covering cast over journalists, be set on fire. Every veil, be set on fire. Electrify. Layagari. Leperebayaya. Lebayagayaraya. Etepeta lagabayana. Lepere Dios. Lekesobi. Lipiripiaga. Viva Bagami. Lefenterugaya. Yes. Mountain of tsunamis. Every country cast over the people, you are destroyed. Those spread upon the people, you are destroyed. Death, you are swallowed. Death, you are wiped away from the faces of the people. Take away the rebuke of your people. In the name of Jesus. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19. He said, Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee. Amplified version. Behold, at that time. Read it. Read the first part. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all those. Stop there. What will he do with all those who afflict you? What will he do with the witches that afflict us? What will he do with marine spirits that try to afflict us? What will he do with occultic people that try to afflict us? Lift your hands and say, Father! In the name of Jesus, in 2015, deal with everybody. Every source of affliction, every human agent, every demonic agent of any kind of affliction, on the members of Dunamis, on the members of my family, on my life, oh Lord, deal with them by your finger of violence. In the name of Jesus, deal with them. Oh, consume fire. Deal with them with your fire. No! Open your mouth and pray. Deal with them. Also, afflict members of Tsunami from the Marine Kingdom, from the Water Kingdom, from the Witchcraft World, from the Occultic Realm, from the realms of darkness. Deal with them. 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 Jesus. Jesus precious name. Lift your two hands and pray this after me. Say, oh Lord, every agenda, every conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness to silence the voice of your people, to silence my voice. Now there are things that the devil wants to do in your life that people will say, where is his God? This year it will never happen. This year it will never happen. Lift your hands and say, Father, every conspiracy, every agenda of the kingdom of darkness to silence the voice of your people, of your church, of dynamics, of my life, of my family, through negative incidences and occurrences in 2015. In the name of Jesus, I declare them frustrated. I declare them judged. I declare them led to rest. Open your mouth and pray. Every agenda, every conspiracy from hell to silence the voice of the church, to silence my life, to silence journalists, to silence the members, to silence the people. You conspiracy, you are frustrated. You conspiracy, you are neutralized. You conspiracy, you are led to rest. Liar task. Left your enemy. Look at Peragai. Lone Megayadi. Take a Peragaya. Sorry, Kali. In Jesus' precious name. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. 13, 14. He said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh, death. God said, I will be your plague. That is, I will plague you. Grave, I will be your destruction. Lift your hands and say after me. Louder. Two hands lifted, everybody. Two hands. Say after me. Oh, Lord. Ransom me. Ransom my family. Ransom dynamics. From the power of the grave. In 2015, through the blood of Jesus, redeem me, redeem my family, redeem dynamics, redeem the church, redeem Nigeria from death in 2015. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, God, I will be plague death, destroy the grave in 2015. Plague death, destroy the grave in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Plague them. Destroy the grave in 2015. Plague them. Destroy the grave on behalf of your people in 2015. Mana galayara. Let us set up for God. Let us set up for God. Let us set up for God. Rata se te que la gama. Rata se con la gama. La ya está la gama. In Jesus' precious name. Hold your hand and lift it up. The hand of somebody and lift it up. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Nigeria is in need of healing. Am I communicating? Serious healing. Somebody win election is given to another. Primary, secondary, tertiary. Healing. Massive healing. Somebody say his credential is with the soldier. The soldier say we are not with it. levels must prevail. We don't want anything in this nation but reality. Those who have, even if it is an assembly election, that they have given to another person, the original owner must get it back. In this season, are you hearing me? Lift up your hands and say, Father, heal our lives. Heal our lives of corruption. Heal our lives of deception. Heal our lives of subversion. Heal our lives. Heal our lives. Heal our lives of sickness. In the name of Jesus, heal Nigeria. Open your mouth and pray. Heal our lives. Heal our lives. Heal our lives. Bless your papaya. Heal our lives. Eshepa ya 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 ba. Elete farara ya. Heal our lives. 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 In the name of Jesus. In a particular state in this country, the primary was conducted and it was not right. Member of the House of Assembly sent me a text and he said, this is wrong. If this thing is upheld, then all of us are gone. It was not done well. I said, in the name of Jesus, the truth shall prevail. He said that statement, he showed it on the text to his governor. This is what my pastor said. I traveled to that day to preach in a church. On that same day, the whole matter was reversed and the truth prevailed. I saw them recently. They were very grateful to God for the prevailing of the truth. We are going to pray at all levels in this country. Let the truth prevail. Hold the hand of somebody and lift them. Say, Father, at all levels in this nation, let the truth prevail. The truth must prevail. In Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. The truth must prevail. 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 At all levels. At all levels. Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and give him the praise. We are grateful, oh Lord. Moving faster. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah.
We are grateful,
oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful,
oh Lord.
For
you are done for us. Hallelujah.
We are grateful.
Take it one more time.
Oh,
we
Lift your hands up where you are. Right in this crowd, from the front to the back and left to right, there are those here today in need of surrender to Jesus. You are not happy with the way you have lived your life all these years. You are not happy. You know also that God is not happy with you. Wherever you are, you want to give your life to Christ, rededicate, surrender. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Jesus, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Say it louder, amen.
You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
You are coming back with just a symphony.